From the newsroom, I'm Lou Avier with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. A new storm system started sweeping Northern California last night, bringing widespread rain and some high elevation snow. Winter weather advisories are to last into early today. Mountain travelers being warned to expect a lot of snow, some chain controls, and delays. In the Sierra Nevada, Caltrans already planned to close Monitor Pass on State Route 89. That system will eventually start to move down to the Central Coast with the rainfall amounts diminishing. A family from Fremont, California is going to be burying a child this week, a 2-year-old boy, Jason Wu, sleeping in a car seat Saturday, hit by a stray bullet that crashed through the windshield and ended his young life and created a page of sorrow in the lives of his family. That freeway had to be shut down for several hours, causing traffic to back up for miles. Just who it was who fired the shot, police don't know, but say it might have been gang-related. The average price of gas in Northern California going up and up. Sacramento, Stockton, Modesto, other parts of the state soaring to record highs now. AAA Gas Price website says in Sacramento, regular unleaded hit its highest recorded average price at $4.68 a gallon. Stockton is now at $4.60. Modesto hitting a record on Monday at $4.56. AAA says these gasoline prices are probably following an increase in the price of crude oil and higher demand in Europe. Up next, it's Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. A stabbing at a residence on the 2100 block of Old Arcata Road in Bayside leads to an arrest. Deputies got to the scene and found a 43-year-old male victim with a major head injury. After talking to multiple people on the scene, they arrested 28-year-old Tamar Thompson, determined that he was the suspect. Today, elected officials, community leaders, Fly Humboldt supporters coming together to celebrate the launch of the airline's new service from the California Redwood Coast Humboldt County Airport to the Reno Tahoe International Airport. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.